Shabbat Shalom. Okay, today's parsha is Chol Hamoed Sukkot, found Exodus 33:12-34:26. This Shabbat, we have a special parsha. It's diverting from the successive readings. And after Sukkot, we turn back the Torah scroll to the beginning in Genesis. So several things are going on. First off, this parsha starts with Moses. When he asks the Lord, he wants to see his glorious presence. And the Lord replied, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name before you. For I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose. But you may not look directly at my face, for no one may see me and live. The Lord continued, Look, stand near me on this rock. As my glorious presence passes by, I will hide you in the crevice of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed. Then I will remove my hand and let you see me from behind, but my face you will not see. And so after that, the Lord commanded Moses, chisel out a stone tablet like the first ones, and the Lord rewrote the commandments on them. Remember, originally, Moses smashed the original tablets to bits when he saw the children of Israel worshiping the golden calf. And the Lord further instructs Moses to tear down all the idols and the pillars in the land he was giving them, and not to make any treaties or intermarry with them. God then gives instructions on the three main holy days and on keeping the Sabbath. Three times each year, every man in Israel must appear before the sovereign, the Lord God of Israel, that being Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, or Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Sukkot, or the Feast of Tabernacles, is the conclusion of the Jewish fall festivals and the last of the three annual pilgrimage feasts. Sukkot, in Hebrew, commonly translated the Feast of Tabernacles or the Feast of Ingathering, and traditionally the Ashkenazi pronunciation Sukkos literally means Feast of Booths. Sukkot is the plural of sukkah, or booths, which is a walled structure covered with plant material, such as an overgrowth or palm trees and other leaves, and then they were to bring out the lulav and the etrog. You might think that lulav and etrog are Dell's elf buddies, but they're not. They're palm branches with myrtle, and they're weighed together with an etrog, which is sort of like a lemon, and they're weighed before the Lord. Yeshua is seen celebrating or taking part in Sukkot in the Gospel of John, chapter 7. Now, in this particular passage of Scripture, the festival is basically referred to, but it's not actually detailed in this passage. The observance is detailed in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 13 to 18, Zechariah, chapter 14, 16 to 19, and most familiar, Leviticus 23, 34 to 44. Now, there's some really interesting things that I found regarding the birth of Yeshua and Sukkot. John 1:14 states, the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. Many scholars believe that Yeshua was born during the Feast of Tabernacles. Even the word stable is called a Sukkot. In John 1:14, the word dwelled is literally tabernacled in the Greek. And this comes to a climax as John's version of the story of Christ's incarnation. Feast of Tabernacles is a week-long festival commemorating the 40-year journey of the Israelites in the wilderness. It's supposed to, Matthew Henry states that it is supposed by many that the Savior was born about this time during the Festival of Tabernacles. He then left his mansions of light above to tabernacle among us, John 1:14, and he dwelt in booths. And the worship of God under the New Testament is prophesied regarding the keeping of tabernacles in Zechariah 14:16. So when was Yeshua born? The Bible doesn't specifically say, but we know it wasn't during the winter months because the sheep were in the pasture. A study of the time of the conception of John the Baptist reveals he was conceived about Sivan 30, the 11th week. When Zechariah was ministering in the temple, he received an announcement from God of a coming son, and that was the week of Sivan 12 to 18. Adding 40 weeks for a normal pregnancy reveals that John the Baptist was born on or about Passover. And we know 6 months after John's conception, Mary conceived Yeshua, Luke 1, 26 to 23. Therefore, Yeshua would have been conceived 6 months later in the month of Kislev, at 25, which is Hanukkah. Starting at Hanukkah, which begins on Kislev 25 and continues for 8 days, the counting through the 9 months of the pregnancy, one arrives at the approximate time of the birth of Yeshua at the Feast of Tabernacles. During the Feast of Tabernacles, God required all Jews to come to Jerusalem. And many pilgrims coming to Jerusalem for the festival would spill over to the surrounding towns, Bethlehem being included, which is only 5 miles from Jerusalem. That's why Mary and Joseph were unable to find room at the inn because of so many pilgrims. Okay, due to the difficulties during the travel, it was common for the officials to declare tax time during a temple feast. So that's why, you know, it all kind of came together that way. We know that Messiah was made manifest into a temporary body when he came to earth. It's possible that he was also put into a temporary dwelling. The fields would have been dotted with sukkots during the harvest time and to temporary shelters and for shelters for animals. The word stable in Hebrew is called a sukkot. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes or rags, and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Joseph and Mary then took the child and fled to Egypt and remained there until they were told by God that Herod was dead. Joseph and Mary brought the baby Yeshua into Jerusalem 40 days from his birth for Mary's purification and the child's dedication according to the Torah. It had to be done within 40 days. This indicates that Herod died within the same 40 days, because as long as Herod was alive, they could not appear at the temple. According to Roman historian Josephus' calculations, Herod's death occurred during the autumn of 4 BC. Some speculate that Yeshua celebrated his birthday on a mountain with three of his disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration, in contrast to regular birthday parties as we're familiar with, and Herod's birthday party where people were killed. Okay, the celebration of life on the festival of Sukkot, Moshe and Elijah from centuries past, representations and representatives of the Torah and the prophets appeared and talked with Yeshua. That's when Peter suggested to build three booths, one for Yeshua, one for Moshe, and one for Elijah. Why build booths? Because it was during the Feast of Tabernacles. So one day, not in the too far future, we'll dwell with Yeshua here on earth. We'll tabernacle with him. The signs of the time are all around us. We're living in our mortal bodies, our temporary sukkahs, just as Yeshua did before his death and resurrection. And he endured the same temptations as we do. Hebrews 4:15-16 says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but when at all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." John 14:6, Yeshua says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So do you know Yeshua is your Savior? There's no other way. He stands at the door of your heart. Open the door and let him in. Shabbat shalom.